ゴリラディック。
All right,
we're back.
So, we're always back. Another episode of the Gorilla Dick. It was Anzac Day. You know what Anzac Day is known for?
Yeah, it's about playing two up and getting pissed in the name of. I don't know.
Saw comments saying it's the most bogan public holiday of Australia, you know, in the Australian calendar. I thought, yeah, that's probably correct.
Yeah, I'd say that's very disrespectful to the diggers, but all right.
They died for our, so it could be bogans. Yeah, I was like walking through like the rocks, you know, in Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, near the bridge and shit.
Like old-timey architecture or something?
Yeah, and all the pubs around there were like packed. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And they're screaming and they were playing two up. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it is Anzac Day, hey? So, I
don't know. Oh yeah, so like, for anyone that doesn't know, it's basically celebrating our World War One contribution, where a bunch of Aussies
got World War One?
Yeah, it was World War One, and this is back when we were sort of under the British thumb. But this Anzac Day is kind of a big day, because it's like sort of when we started separating from England and became a bit more independent. But basically, like
Churchill,
you know Churchill, right?
No,
I think he was Prime Minister. He was also the Prime Minister in World War Two.
Of Australia? No.
Yeah. Well,
Republic or whatever by then or whatever. Not Republic.
I actually can't tell. Like, you might be so ignorant you think he's Aussie. Like, I actually have no idea.
No, I know he's British Prime Minister, right?
Yeah,
oh, you talking about World War One.
He was British PM, I think, in World War... Fuck, I could sound like...
We were a country by then. How come...
Yeah, we'd federated, but we still were just... You know, like even now, King Charles is still our king, right? Back then, we sort of just did whatever.
Yeah, we still used the pound and all that shit. Yeah.
What like, the reason all Anzacs went to Gallipoli is because they're like, oh, I need to support the mother country. Like, that's when we still called England the mother country.
Yeah, we had a prime minister in 1901, man. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, who was it?
Edward. I fucking googled it. Edmund Barton, man.
So, yeah, Eddie.
So yeah. Anyway, thanks for that history lesson. But like I was in Sydney, you were in Melbourne. Was there any boganness? Is Anzac Day like a bogan thing in Melbourne or what?
I got to be honest, man. I didn't do shit Anzac Day. I just chilled at home, games. Yeah. Maybe went for a walk. I can't even remember.
Cried to girls on Tinder.
Just cried for the diggers. No, I just messaged. I remember back in the day I had this big falling out with one of the guys at work, because I said, oh, you know, it's funny, like leading up to Anzac Day, it's funny because they said that they recruited all the Aussies for World War II because they said the Japanese were going to invade, but turns out that's not even true. And then the guy's like, oh, yes, it is, man. They protected us from Japanese invasion. I think that's really disrespectful to the diggers for you to say that.
That is disrespectful.
Well, I googled it on the Australian War Memorial, and even they, on their website, it says that I was right. And I told him that.
And what did he say?
We had a big falling out, and we never really spoke after that.
But that was
ended
the end
up
of
moving
it, man.
Into state. Yeah, that was it. Like, so my disrespect for the diggers was
fuck
so
that
high.
Dude, all right.
Yeah, that I...
All right, well, Anzac Day.
That's what Anzac Day means to me. It's remembering that guy that ended up moving to Adelaide.
Lest we forget.
Yeah.
All right, well, sounds like a productive day.
Actually, you got sacked.
Okay.
You got sacked from my work, I just remembered. You know why he was sacked?
Misinformation. Not knowing history. Well, he did work at the history department of Melbourne Uni, right? So it probably makes sense.
That was his degree. So obviously I need to shut up and listen. But so the reason he was sacked is because he wasn't really good at anything. So they put him as an EA, like a secretary to one of the executive staff. And he didn't really know how to do anything. He was too incompetent. He couldn't
organize
the
calendar. And his boss was Japanese as well, right?
So that was obviously a source of tension.
What, the boss being Japanese?
Well, he'd always say to me at lunchtimes and stuff, he's like, I told you, like, the invasion never stopped.
Yeah, this is proof.
Yeah.
People like you stop the rest.
Like some of my colleagues would like go to have meetings with their bosses with that guy's boss, and they'd walk past this dude's desk and he'd be sitting there watching cartoons on an old TV.
Okay. Like, and they weren't anime cartoons, right?
No, they were like American, like Ghost Speed Racer and what Ghost else is Speed there? What's it called? I think it was called Speed Racer.
That's probably a Japanese dub thing, isn't it? Speed Racer.
Fuck, actually, it might be, now that I think about it. And also, what was Astro Boy?
Yeah.
Speed Maybe racer, these are animal, animal, anime.
Animal cartoons.
Half animal, half android. But yeah, he'd be sitting there just watching the TV shows.
Speed Racer, also Speed. Known as Mark Go Go Go.
So oh, is that the Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I guess that was his way of sort of coping with it, like the inevitable colonization by the Japanese.
The slow adapt, yeah.
It's like he thought he was getting close to his boss, but really, yeah, he was just the fuck up.
Anyway, I just derailed that whole fucking story, but he was an AA. Anyway, he's a loser. Was he actually watching cartoons? Or
last time I heard from him, he sent me this long email going, "Hey, man, how's it going?" Like just out of the blue, like 6 months after he moved into state. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I quit my job. Like, I've quit the office life. I'm trying to be an actor, like a stage actor now. And I'm like, I never even responded. I just realized I didn't like the guy.
Okay. So I like how the story's become. This dude got pissed off at me for putting him in his place about history he's reaching out to hang out. You're like, fuck you, man.
No, this guy was a jerk. Like, I tried to stop him from getting fired.
Yeah.
And like,
stop watching Speed Racer, bro. Yeah.
I remember like after work, sometimes I bump into him in the car park, and like a couple of times we had these like 40-minute chats in the car park, me just going, look, dude, you won't get fired. They can't fire you. All you've got to say is X, Y, Z. And he just kept on repeating, no, but she's wrong. Like
she's Japanese.
it wasn't even his direct boss. It was someone else that sort of saw what was happening that raised it with the executive going, nah, we've got to get rid of this guy.
This is very abstract and HR like. All right, let's move on. Right, talking about HR shit. All right.
Cheers, diggers.
Tesla marketing team fired by Elon Musk. You sent me a link to this, and I saw some tweets from our Lord and Savior Elon, basically going, you know, someone tweeted going like, you know, Tesla ads are just B-roll of, you know, of the car. I don't even know what they do. And he's like, yeah, this is true. And basically, I think after that, or maybe, you know, before that, just fired the whole team allegedly. But it's one of those whole fucking Elon Musk law things. But people want to know your thoughts.
Tesla kind of fucked now.
Their sales have been dropping, right? Like the EV kind of hype boom is kind of over, you know, and Elon becoming like this kind of neo-reactionary right winger.
Is it? So it's not going well with like Toyota's EVs and...
Toyota aren't really doing much EV stuff. They're doing hybrid. They're like, that's the way forward and shit. Like Tesla is still doing sales. They're still making like probably $4 billion a year profit, but it's kind of flattening off instead of like, you know, it's been booming and now it's gone flat, you know? So there's a bit of a freak out. And Elon's going like, I'm going all in with AI. So I'm going to go like, you know, full self-driving, you know, the robot that he's making.
And we broke it first.
Yeah, I know.
The future is the Total Recall cab driver. That's what people really want.
Three tits.
To feel comfortable.
Three tits as well on the cab driver. Just like add all the Total Recall pinnacles onto it.
That'd be so sick though. Like, because obviously, like the very fake looking mannequin man, that's disarming. That's a nice thing that will make you feel comfortable.
Johnny Cab, you're talking about.
Yeah, Johnny Cab. Like,
use his name. Alright.
Yeah, sorry. I've been disrespectful to Diggers and Johnny Cab in the same episode. But like people need to feel like they can get into one of these cabs and they can, like, even the worst bogans after they've played two up for several hours and they're wasted, they want to look down at someone, and the Johnny Cab, it looks pathetic. And they can I didn't say that suburb, you fucking idiot. Like you need someone like that.
It's either an immigrant, right, that's on minimum wage, you know.
That's right.
So it's got, you got the like capitalistic domination over them, or you want like a shitty looking android that's kind of annoying for
you to, and you can pigeonhole them. You can be like, oh, you like cricket, right? Yes.
Cricket.
I can relate to this, man, because when you get into a taxi or an Uber, you always feel compelled to have conversation, right? And you're sort of scratching at whatever sort of commonalities you can have.
Yeah, the weirdest, I guess, one conversation I had was about camel milk, but there was some African dude. He said he misses his camel milk and had to travel to the, like, you know, Victorian border to get it.
I've never had camel milk. Did you tell him about cow's milk?
You like camel milk? I've got a surprise for you, brother. You got $2. Pull over. Drink this.
It's like, do you chat to Uber and cab drivers, or you
I don't really take taxis and shit anymore. And like, you know the mystery, one of the mysteries of the world for me at the moment? I guess not.
Oh, sorry. I was meant to say something funny.
There was
there.
A pause there for... What?
Tell me.
If you're going to give a crack.
Oh, okay. What happened to the dinosaurs?
Yeah, close to that. You know, like when you go in like taxi drivers, and often you have like an Indian or maybe like one of those surrounding countries.
Yeah, racist, that's right. Yeah.
And they're like got their phone on and they're just like speaking to someone, but like whispering like the whole time. Like,
oh, I've had that. A lot of the time they say to me, hey, brother, you want me to, is it okay if I make a phone call? And I'm always like, fuck yes. You fucking do that, buddy. Because that means I can just chill.
Yeah, no, but the question is, who are they calling? Why are they speaking for so long? Why are they whispering? Buddies. But like, maybe, like my theory is like they're just working like 24/7. So like, if I'm going to hang out with my buddies, you know, it's just go on the group chat. You know what I mean?
When you said they're working 24/7, I thought you were implying that they're doing call center work as well as doing Uber driving at the same time. Or they're doing scam calls.
One moment, sir. Yes, tell me your puck code, please.
Yes, this is Google tech support. It will cost you one gift card, please.
Yeah, like those scammer dudes.
I can
dudes,
pick it
you
up
know,
off you
YouTube.
Now. I'm being carried in an Uber.
It's like that YouTube dude that, like, you know, baits the scammers as an old lady, and they're like yelling at him, like, "Don't delete the gift card number." It's just like that.
No, buddy.
Yeah. All right. So,
one of those words means motherfucker. Bencho, I think, is it.
I guess in conclusion,
we're racist.
Good on Musk. Good on Musk for getting rid of marketing team, right? Like car ads.
Good on Musk for getting rid of, like, for putting all these Indians out of work and replacing them with Johnny cabs.
Yeah, that's it. Three-breasted Johnny cabs. But
I want the Johnny cab to be making scam calls though while he's driving me.
Is it like the full self-driving, like as an AI to like learn behaviors of like the car drivers, like that's learning module or whatever, but because like heaps of the Teslas are like taxis by like, you know,
Indian dudes
for some reason it just mumbles the whole time while it drives you.
It just wants to copy the exact same. It's like, this is how to be an optimum driver, this is right, what the current state is. We need to emulate this
mumble Indian just in the driver's seat. We don't know what the function is, but for some reason this is needed.
That would make me feel quite comfortable, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, it's like
I don't want it to sound like Siri. Like, you don't want your Johnny cab to sound like Siri.
Yeah, you don't know once I'm articulate thing, you know. It's either cutesy Japanese, you know, kind of robot, or it's, you know, an Indian man or like a psycho kind of Johnny cab.
Like, what if you're going to some place you shouldn't be going? You know what I mean? You want
what? Like
you
a prostitute
don't...
or something.
that's a good one. Like if you're going to a brothel, or like say if you're going to like someone's house and you're cheating on your missus, or it just could be anywhere. Or maybe you're going to, I don't know. I was going to say KFC, but you could just get that delivered. That makes no sense.
Like, we'll do a bit more tame. You called in sick at work, right? You don't. You want an Indian dude who doesn't even fucking remember what you looked like because he's too busy like driving, checking his phone app or mumbling to someone rather than an AI using facial recognition to make sure your five-star profile or whatever.
It feels too much like 2001 Space Odyssey. Like it's sort of watching and judging you and trying to learn.
That's it, man. Putting you in a database. So when China takes over, you know.
I don't think China's taken over, man. I thought we already agreed that China's like Japan in the 90s and it's about to go down.
It's the delusion. Delusion of success.
Talking about taking America over forever. Yeah.
Talking about taking over. Like we all know you reside in Melbourne, like that's been revealed. And I'm very envious of that. You know why I'm envious.
I feel like our Turkish fans are going to stalk me and find out where they're going to dox me. But anyway.
Yeah, all the hot Turkish women.
Okay, yeah. Come to
Melbourne. We have the best, whatever, Turkish dish that you want to think of.
It's just all bread and meat, man.
Why has Melbourne become even cooler than it was like a week ago? Do you know why?
Because they cut down a statue of some imperialist that you hate. No. Yeah, so you got all excited there, you fucking anarchist.
I thought maybe something weird.
Just for our audience, Frankie hates Australia, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Well, this explains what I'm going to talk about now, explains why. But Kyle and Jackie O, so our good buddy Kyle Sandilands, is now broadcasting, like he's got in Melbourne.
Kyle Cokehead, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's like, broadcasting in Melbourne. What?
So it used to be Sydney only, but they're like, you guys are so good.
Dude, as a teenager, I used to listen to them on the radio in Melbourne.
How? Yeah.
So what, did they stop broadcasting for 10 years or something?
Fuck, man, you're frying my mind. Yeah,
because you used to listen to them too. When I was a teenager in high school, I used to listen to them.
They're probably all the same. I remember like that ugly field dude. You know what I mean?
I think
it was ugly feeling Jackie O, right? Anyway.
Jackie O was definitely one of them.
Yeah. And I think Jackie O was dating Ugly Phil back in the early days. Like this is like 2000.
Oh, so Ugly Phil got prime Jackie O.
Yeah, and
Jackie O was kind of cute back in the day.
Yeah, she like, I thought like it was weird. Dulled up. But they never like did the sex appeal for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe she didn't want that. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you're a radio person. Don't worry about your visuals, even though you had good visuals. You know what I mean? I'm talking like K-pop language here. But anyway.
Yeah, because her voice isn't sexy.
Yeah, I think she's just like, I'm the girl that's, you know, the girl, like the girl normal girl, kind of slightly bogan. Not bogan, you know, but nothing. I'm not... She's relatable. Probably not uni educated or anything, right? She's probably like doesn't have a master's in anything.
Sheesh.
What do you mean?
So you're saying that if you don't have master's, you're just a bogan?
Yeah, let's go with
that. You're saying
now I'm looking up her fucking like history if she's got any university or anything.
All I know is that she's, you know, she's a single mom, but she's kept her pussy in prime nick. See, I read the article.
Yeah, send you an article. So, like, the first, you know,
fucking
whatever.
Hell, man. That is, I could not believe. Yeah, anyway, yeah, you do the, it's your article. You got to do the.
My article, yeah, I wrote it. But, like, so basically.
How'd you even find it?
Man, I'm a connoisseur of this shit. All right. But, like, Kyle and Jackie O is, like,
the biggest
kind of radio duo in Sydney, right? And they're kind of a bit national. Like, they've been on TV hosting various things and stuff like that.
Kyle like, specifically.
Yeah, so they got a big new contract like last year, like millions of dollars a year.
What was Kyle on? He was like the you know how those panel shows for music auditions and there's always one cunt?
Yeah, he was the cunt
on one of them.
But he hosted Big Brother for a season as well, even though you could tell he didn't even watch any episodes. Just try to wing it, you know?
Shit,
like when they try to make it like, you know, oh, the viewers are dropping down. How can we make it youthful? Bring in Kyle. I think it was even on Celebrity Big Brother. I fucking know too much about this.
How long are they going to keep him going, man?
I know, it's probably like
I could still imagine him doing this party life. And he even said in this article that he's a cokehead. I was like,
I know. So it's like, we're redeemed. Do you know what I mean? For all our accusations that
we can't be sued for slander anymore. I tell you, all I want him to do though is go the next step and just be like, I'm such a cokehead that me and Albo were doing lives together at my wedding.
Coke brother. But anyway, I'll conclude what I was talking about. But so they got a big new contract, and I think as part of it's like, hey, we got to expand you to Melbourne, which is like, you know, massive audience as well. So their first show
in Australia by population.
Yeah, the first show that was also broadcast in Melbourne. I think, oh, they're going to like want to start off with a bang for publicity and all that kind of bullshit. So they just talked about like their sex lives and talked about him being a cokehead and
everyone.
Just reference to it. Yeah.
In this article, it's like Kyle, Jackie O, the producer, the intern kid, all of them are saying this
very personal
sexual stuff. Like one of them's like, I've got a tiny penis. And another guy goes, oh, I only, what?
I don't know. One was like, I'm gay and I'm a whore. Oh. And Jackie O's never had an STI. And then like.
Yeah, but then Kyle's like, you keep your pussy in prem condition because you always take it in the ass. It was just like.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, what is like, I don't know. Do people, I don't know, man.
Dude, I've got mates, like my Bogan mates. When I go around to their house for a barbecue, like sometimes I have girls around because they're friends. you think, oh, awesome, there's some girls here. Oh, this will spice things up a bit, you know?
Like what? What do you mean spice things up? Like, oh, maybe we get drunk and we all get naked in the pool or some shit or
it
what?
Just, it adds a different dimension to just us talking about footy and fucking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, whatever. Some new element, yeah.
Or just gamble. Like, we like literally just talk about footy and gambling for 90% of the conversations, right? When there's girls, you talk about other stuff. But it's always bring the exact same type of girls. They're always like, oh, yeah, fucking get your kid. They're always like that type.
Yeah. So what's your point?
There's shit to be around. those type of people.
Just went on a rant. But I guess you're saying there's an audience for this shit. This like basic, you know, like basic edginess. You know, I've done coke and you like it's, to suck like a
it's
lot
a
of
substitute
dick.
For fucking having anything really interesting is just being outlandish. But
yeah, I guess so.
It's making me depressed, man.
It's a different kind of stimulation, I guess. But looking at Jackie O's Wikipedia page, she was married to Ugly Phil, and that's how she got into the radio business. But then, so just like,
oh, so she kept her pussy in primo condition to sleep her way to the top.
At the time, she had worked as an office girl and sandwich hand. So she went from that.
Yeah, fucking hell, man. And like, her personality is super bland. Like for anyone that's not in Australia, she's basically got the personality of like a. I almost said like a morning TV show personality, but it's not even that good.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like, I don't know. But I guess it offsets, you know, kind of keeps, you know,
she's
Kyle.
A straight man and Carrot and Kyle's like the crazy
Yeah,
one.
The gross man. And he can be shocked. He can shock her and she can be, and then pull him out of when he's like saying something too controversial so he doesn't go down some weird
Kyle.
Kind of. Yeah, you can't say that. They're nice people. Yeah. All right. So, thank God
for
media.
It's great that they're into Melbourne now. I can't wait.
Yeah, media's not dead, man. And we've avoided our lawsuit. I guess you can't be, you know, sued for slander or whatever it is.
Yeah, if the person
historically
that's suing you said that they did that thing that you've slandered them about.
Yeah, at the time, he never admitted it. Like, is that all right? Like, I don't know. Cool, but I'm happy about that.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, so I guess
you fucking cokehead.
Yeah. Oh shit.
What else we got?
You want to talk? Let's talk about the fucking Instagram followers that you sent me. So it's a bit of data. We're gonna go deep down into the big data analysis.
Yeah. So you want to know about the world global culture and how
this
it changes.
Is Instagram followers in the millions by continent, right? You sent this to me.
No,
but
it was a world map, and what it highlighted was the most
followed Instagram account continent.
It was like what people have the most followers in each continent.
Yeah, that's what I said, man.
I've explained that I've explained that poorly, yeah. But basically for North America, it'll show the person with the most followers from North America.
And it says how many in millions, right? But this doesn't even make any fucking sense. Because it has like Australia and it goes 78. I guess Australia might encapsulate other things. Yeah, but it's not 78 million people in Oceania. Like, this, your data...
I just realised that makes no sense.
But fuck it, let's go with it. Oh, but okay, no, no, no.
It was a Reddit post, so it's official.
No, it's probably how many the individual has followers, right? So like,
you know
what I mean? So they might have 78 million followers, but they're the, you know, out of all the people that exist, you know, that they're the most followed in Oceania.
But how many followers did it have for the European guy?
628 mil.
I think he's got more than that. This is Cristiano Ronaldo, who I'm talking about.
Yeah, soccer player.
How many followers does Cristiano Ronaldo have on Instagram? Yeah, he's a soccer player. He's in the conversation. He does have 628 million. Okay,
fuck,
cool.
Man, this is good Reddit analysis right here.
That's
obvious, right? Soccer, Europe, like whatever, right? And then Africa, 64 million.
Who was Mohammed, it for Africa?
Mohammed Salah? Is that him? Do you even know who that is?
It's another soccer player, dude. It's Mo
Salah.
Yeah,
I thought it would be.
He plays for Liverpool and he's Egyptian.
Okay, so that's why, because African
one
continent.
Of the world's best, yeah.
And then Asia, which includes India and shit, and Middle East, which I don't like how they do that. Now, Virat, I'm going to...
What do you mean you don't like how they do that?
You know, like, to us, I think to Aussies, right, when you go, you're from Asia, it's kind of like, you know, Philippines, Indonesia, you know, Thailand, China, Japan, right? And that's Asia. And, like, India, that's not really... India is India to us, you know what I mean?
Subcontinent.
Yeah, but, like, if you go, you're in, like... It's like it's shit, but you go, you're Indian is probably, you can be Pakistani, you can be Sri Lankan. That's kind of India.
Yeah, could be Indian.
You know what I mean? And then it's like the Middle East, which is all like the Arabs.
So you wanted these divided up Australian understanding you want sub-Saharan Africa and
no, Africa's Africa, man.
No, because Algeria, Morocco, Libya, Tunisia, they're all Arab countries. Like, they're all Muslim.
I don't care. All right, they can be the Middle East. They're the Middle East or Africa. I'm not gonna,
how about
I'm not
you have the up. Arab world? So that's all.
Yeah, that's what I want. Arab world.
Everyone that speaks Arabic.
Yeah.
And then sub-Saharan Africa, you just group them all in, even though they're very distinct.
I'll concede that, right? I'm going to Arab world. And then you got like the Indians, you know what I mean?
Which, subcontinent. You know, you say you have Indian subcontinent, so it's basically cricket Asia.
Asia. Yeah, the darker Asia. Maybe when Nepal's in there and shit.
Nepal play cricket. Afghanistan play cricket too. Right. That can be cricket Asia.
And then the rest, you got the Eastern, like the...
Southeast Asia is different from East Asia.
No, I'm keeping all Asia together, right? Because, you know, sometimes...
Really? So you're going to have like fucking hill people...
What's Vietnam versus China, man? They've got borders and shit, you know? Like, it gets too blurry.
Okay. And but Russia Japan, Japan and Indonesia?
Yeah. Why not? Big islands. Kind of same shit.
All right, stick them in there.
Russia. I think Russia's, to me, still Europe, but...
That's Europe for sure.
All right. So there we go, man. We fixed that shit up. But anyway, according to this amalgamated map, of all those continents, I don't know who this is. I assume it's another soccer player, Virat Kohli.
That's Indian. That should give it away. Virat Kohli,
cricket player. Then cricket.
Yeah, cricket.
All right, that's weird. I guess maybe
he's one of the greatest batsmen of this generation.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and
I understand.
Indians love a good batsman.
I forgot. Like, China probably blocks Instagram, so it probably fucks the whole, you know.
Oh, yeah, good point.
The whole
but who would be the big one in China anyway? Some K-pop star, you reckon, or something? Or?
Nah, not K-pop. It would be like the fucking... They'll rig it so it's like, you know, whatever his name is. The fucking, yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh. That's it. All right.
It's pretty
big.
But yeah, the one of Oceania, and this is why I sent it to you.
No, let's finish off the other ones, right? Lionel Messi, right? So that's South American soccer player.
Yeah,
South America, obviously.
I can't
Selena Gomez is a bit Yeah, Selena Gomez is a bit weird for like the North America one to me. I guess he got the Mexican element, but
she dated Justin Bieber, but why is Bieber number one?
Yeah, well, I guess the Mexican element, man. You know,
maybe she just posts a lot. Is she Mexican?
It fucking sounds like it.
I thought she was American.
Yeah, I know, but I'm terms of like the Mexican audience.
American, like, yeah.
I look up it's Gomez like in
boxing world champion who was the first Mexican heavyweight champion, even though he was born and raised in America.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but it sounds good.
Yeah, I know, it's sporting shit.
Selena Gomez, yeah, American, blah 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 blah. Yes, wait, her Wikipedia page is way too fucking big.
Yeah, I've got a thing for Selena Gomez. She was in that Woody Allen movie, and she's... No, but in the Woody Allen movie, she was sort of pudgy, and it just...
How old is this? Like, how old is this Woody Allen movie?
Oh, like, only, I reckon, 2019. It's called A Rainy Day in New York. It's her and the June guy. Who's the June guy?
She's a proud third-generation American-Mexican. All right. So there we go, okay, man.
Yeah.
Bridging the continent. Yeah, no, she looks too swollen and shit to me. Oh,
yeah, but that's kind of what I like about her. Like, I kind of feel like she's not vain enough to be super anorexic. And if she's got that much of a swollen face, she probably has a bit of a drink, which kind of makes her
I think
relatable.
She's got lupus, like some immune disorder. So maybe that's to deal with it too.
Okay, no, I don't want to deal with that. Sorry, Selena.
just listening. I feel
No, I feel bad that I'm publicly shaming her like this. Like, this is horrible.
No, but there's more. I thought it would lean into the fantasy of now she's even more like achievable,
accessible,
obtainable. Yeah.
She'll find someone else. Selena, there's so many hot guys out there.
Man. She's still broken because of Justin. Justin broke her, man. They're like, you know.
Actually, that would suck, man. Like, imagine dating a girl that's already gone out with like some baller,
Justin
like
Bieber.
Famous guy.
Why would that be bad? Like, intuitively, it feels bad, but I'm trying to work
out
rationally.
I don't know about you, but if I'm with a girl, I want to believe that even if she's been with other dudes, like I'm the first one that she's really, like, truly been in love with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you've been with someone that's, like, been with bloody Bieber or, I don't know, any fucking superstar, DiCaprio.
Yeah, this is how it goes down, right? You're at the beach, you know, I don't know, you got your surfboard, you know, you're playing up, you're LARPing, looking like a surfer. And somehow you bump into someone with a surfboard while you're going back to your car, you hit, you know, oh, sorry. And it's like Selena, she's like, oh, it's all right. You get to talking.
Mm.
It's like, I'm just going out to dinner. You go out to dinner. Stuff like that, become
a relationship. So by the way, both of you are like in a sort of foreign town, like you're both on holiday.
I thought it might be you're still in like Australia and it's like, oh, I'm the local type thing. All right, foreign town then. Let's go.
I was just thinking
that.
Because in a foreign, you know, when you're in a different place, you're like way more extroverted and just like, oh, what are you up to? Like you can tell that you're both not locals.
Yeah, there's no real anxiety.
Yeah, you know like maybe you're in a country where like not everyone's like white. So you sort of like, you're like, oh, there's another tourist and you're sort of more chatty. It's like, oh, what are you up to? And you know how that just flows a lot more.
You're in Thailand for some reason in the weird surf, like a surf community island that isn't
Indonesia's
that touristy.
Got good surf.
Okay, Indonesia. And she's out there for some fucking reason too, right? Hit it off.
Yeah.
Eventually you fly into LA to live in her mansion, right? A couple of years in. Yep.
Holy shit.
Couple years in, right? It's all gone.
No, I'm on the phone to my friends. They're like, dude, are you coming back? I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I think she might be the one. I know that sounds crazy, but yeah.
And then this is a couple of years in. And then you're like, she's like, oh, I have to go to the supermarket to get stuff. And you're driving and some new Bieber track comes on and you see that she's crying. Like, that's how it's going to go, man.
Fucking hell. And then I start getting passive aggressive about it.
What do you mean? What would you do to be passive aggressive?
Like, oh, fucking hell. Like, it'll be lame. Like, in real life, fights with your significant other are fucking lame. They're not, like, kind of well
so
thought out.
You're gonna fight with her?
I would just
say...
What
are you crying for?
No, it's just like, You might be like watching reality TV and there'll be like an ex-boy band person that is one of the contestants on like X on the Beach or whatever. And you'd be like, oh man, how fucking lame are these like these sort of poncy, you know, boy band guys, right? And then she might be like, oh, I don't know, they're okay. And you'd be but they're not real men, right? Like you can never get turned on by one, right? And she'd be like, I don't know, they're kind of talented. And you'd be like, what the fuck are you... Like, you end up having a fight about that sort of shit.
This is like, yeah.
Like, that's how it... I don't know. You know, like, real-life fights are fucking lame, man. Like, they're not subtle.
Yeah, okay. This is some little revealing bullshit for you. All right, so Selena fucking Gomez... Hell,
man. That was meant to be, like, where you're, like, relating to me, going, yeah, man, like, you know...
yeah, man. Yeah, I'll fight with someone about the Love Island contestant.
Dude, I fucking hate my girlfriend. She's horrible.
I thought it was going to be a bit more, I don't know, more like, I don't know, significant rather than the contestant on Love Island, but...
But you know what I mean? It's like you can't just come out and just be like a fucking hoot Bieber. You'll just be like manifesting in other ways. Like you're...
What if you love
seeing
Bieber?
You're seeing Bieber in other things.
I reckon you could be like, baby, I can understand why you like Bieber. You know, he was cool, blah, blah, but you deep down, he's washed up now. There's nothing to
learn. But then if you get too cool with it, then it ends up like you've got Bieber video clips on in the background while you're fucking and she's believer. Like looking at the TV. And so, you're like,
she's playing,
facilitating
Bieber,
her fantasy,
playing Bieber clips while you have sex with her.
Fucking hell, man! I remember walking with one of my girlfriends at the time through IKEA, and the Justin Bieber song came on, "Baby, Baby" or whatever it is.
She got horny,
like the first one, and she started singing it. And I was like, what is this? And she's like, oh, it's Justin Bieber, you know, from when I was in high school. And then I look around and there was other girls with their boyfriends singing the song, like mouthing it. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And they're looking at you, say it. like sing it. So like chanting.
So yeah, this
like,
whole
baby
thing is like hitting way too close to home, man.
I dig it. Okay, that moves me on to the next... kind of topic, right? I was thinking, I was in Sydney on the weekend, right? In the city, I mean, of Sydney. And I went to Star City Casino because I've never been there before. And I
can
heard
we
it was
just
like
reveal
trashy.
That you live in Sydney now, just so I don't feel.
What suburb do I live in?
Marrickville.
Yes, maybe. Anyway, so I was in.
Yeah. Leichhardt's a fucking shithole. Yeah.
I was in Star City. I thought, fuck, I've never been here.
Oh, the place of dreams.
Heard it's like trash, right? Like, I don't go to casinos often, but I'm like...
It's like a shitty version of Crown,
Yeah, and how close it was to the city. It's kind of like prime real estate area, but it's like just like a kind of like a vacuum, like a black hole almost.
What do you mean like a black hole? Do you mean it's like you know, dead or something?
Yeah, you know like Docklands in Melbourne's kind of like a black hole if there's nothing there.
Docklands, just for anyone that doesn't know, Docklands is like very close to the inner city of Melbourne, but it's devoid of any, because it's sort of a new development, it used to just be like literal shipping Docklands, which is now converted to...
And new being 25 years old as a development.
Yeah,
like a new
so
era.
It, all it is these big high rises with no personality and are just modern. And it's
and
just
windy and cold and concrete. It's just like nothing. Like it's
but
just
dude,
nothing
everyone there. That lives there, it's all just Chinese students.
Oh yeah, sounds good actually.
but what I mean is, no. But it's just what I mean is, there's no one that moves there because they're like, oh, I'm gonna move to Docklands. That's cool. It's people that just go, yeah, I'm just going to move here to get my degree and then I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah. Like it used to in the early days be like older people going, I'm affluent. I'm going to the new place next to the city because it's literally like one block from the CBD essentially.
Yeah. And they built like a brand new like modern stadium.
Yeah.
Like,
we used to
huge stadium with a roof and it was kind of cool for a little second.
Yeah. But it's like nothing there. Like literally. Anyway, so that's like Star City. All right.
Yeah.
And we're talking about IKEA and stuff like that. And I was thinking like, you know, people always talk about how hard it's to get like a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, pick up people, you can't do it. But anyway, so I was in Star City and I was trying to gamble on roulette you know, I haven't gambled like ever, but I was using like $20, but it wasn't even allowing my bets because I was too low. So I'm like, what the fuck? I can't even bet $2 on this cheap roulette.
Oh, wait. Are you trying to put like $2 on the colors?
Yeah, shit like that. I was just like,
come on, man. That's taking the piss.
Yeah, I know. It's like minimum bet.
So you're going to win $4 if you win.
I was doing multiple, like, kind of different things at once. You know what I mean?
Okay. I think you allowed like $2 on the numbers, just not on the sides.
Yeah, this allowed $1 on the numbers because it said a dollar roulette. So I'm like, oh, I guess it's a dollar anyway. So I put $2 on the colors, odds, and like one of the third things. Like, I'm no roulette person, right? And I didn't realize
that. It's kind of random that you did that, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. It's just, yeah, I know. But anyway, so a girl, like an Asian woman, probably 40 years old, like sits next to me and she like pulls out $100, you know what I mean, dollar note, puts it in the machine. Literally 10 minutes later, it's fucking gone, you know. Then another $100 comes out, you know what I mean.
Wait, so she's going to the ATM and just getting $100?
She just had it in her wallet. So she like
filled
the machine.
And giving it to the dealer and the dealer gives her $100 worth of chips.
It was electronic.
And then she blows it. Oh, okay.
It was electronic. So you put the money in and it gives you $100 credit and you just tap where you put in your chips or whatever, right? Touchscreen
shit. Oh, okay. Gee, that sort of takes away from the vibe.
Yeah, so she's blowing like $200, right?
Why don't you just do it at home? Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it's just pure addict, right? But I'm just thinking, like,
you don't get to feel the chips in your hands, or the felt of the.
It's just pure addiction,
man. Was the roulette wheel a real wheel, or is it just
no? It wasn't even real,
dude. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm fucking your story. It's just it pisses me off because I get the appeal of like wanting to feel the sensations of going to the casino and getting the casino vibe.
Yeah, but it's like just like pokies and same as pokies really, but you get a bit more control rather than just pressing a button to spin. You know
But like wouldn't it be okay, let's admit an old school slot machine where you get to pull a lever and like real spin around, that would be cooler than the electronic ones.
Yeah, no shit, because not as rigged and stuff, yeah.
No, it is still rigged.
Yeah, it is rigged to a degree, but it's probably less rigged than a fucking pure
digital screen. Mechanically rigged, which makes
like,
it feel
you know I mean?
Better.
There's limitations to it, whereas like there's infinite almost to electrical. But I'm just thinking, right, all these kind of like low lives, you know what I mean? Like if you're desperate for a girlfriend, that's probably where you want to go, right? Like I think it would be easy.
Hang on a second. What are you implying here about this woman that sat next to you?
That she's an addict and probably like shit's not going right in her life.
But what's she got to do with like finding a girlfriend and stuff? Are you implying that
I'm just saying
and she out of all the tables she came and sat next to you?
No, nothing at all like that. Oh. But I'm just saying, I was just thinking, right?
Was she hot? Not
really, no. But I'm thinking. Oh. I'm just thinking about shit. Like where is the easy pickups? Right? And I was in Costco as well. You know, so it's all like I think that because you're talking about IKEA, and that's like a certain breed. But I'm like, where would
IKEA always a couples already? Always.
Like,
and same with
going
Bunnings.
Overseas.
Bunnings and IKEA is only couples. Yeah.
Yeah, IKEA. Yeah, it's probably okay. So they're right off, right?
Yeah.
So to me, like, if you're desperate, you go to like the casino or like Costco or something, and like, you know, you don't have to go to other areas of the world or anything.
So you're saying, if you're single, make your life more miserable by latching on to a loser.
If you're like old and you've tried for so long, you know what I mean? Like, think about it. That's all I'm saying.
Like, here's the thing. I think what you're saying would make way more sense in the 90s, back when everyone felt like they had to be with someone. I feel like now people are just like, ah, fuck this, man. Like, I'm going to have video games and porn till I die. I'm all good.
Yeah, I think so as well. Talking about that.
Keep that in mind, though. Maybe I'll go. You know what? I might even do a field. In fact, I'll go to the casino this weekend if I've got
nothing
on. Don't
do it, man. You got addictive personality. You're gonna cook yourself somehow.
I just realized. I was thinking in my mind. I'm like, wait, didn't they have like Texas Hold'em poker tournaments? Holy shit, man! Yeah, I could get back into this shit.
Yeah, next time I see you, like, oh, I don't live in an apartment anymore. Where are you? Oh, I'm just down the road here or some shit.
It's like, I got this, there's this free cardboard box in it and fucking hell.
All right, let's move into the real news, right, to try to get our views up or our listens or whatever. Whenever there's a kind of K-pop reference, I feel like there's some
hope. that's when we get like a huge boost.
You've been on top
of
the...
Can I just tell our listeners, our most listened to episode ever was on when we talked about that K-pop star that got in trouble for Taiwan. Yep. But yeah, sorry, man, keep going.
Ages ago. Yeah. I think you mentioned that previously too, but...
I've got to mention it every episode.
I can never pronounce it right, but Hype... It's not Hype, but Hype B. Or probably, or Hype. I think it's Hype, actually. The Hype and Adore CEO, Min Hee Jin drama. Have you been on top of that, man?
I just realized we didn't even finish the Instagram map.
All right. That's a good point. So Selena Gomez somehow moved. Yeah. All right. And the big reveal for Oceania.
Yeah, Oceania, right. the most followed Instagram was Rose. And I'm like,
you know who that
what
is?
The fuck is Rose? I had to Google it. And it came up with like Tell Korean me. K-pop stuff. So I'm guessing she's some
Black
sort
Pimp,
of Korean.
Black Pimp. Black Pink member. Who were kind of the big K-pop group, but they've kind of, I wouldn't say disbanded, but like, yeah, they've kind of, anyway, let's not go into that. But yeah, Rose is the Aussie one. I think she grew up in Melbourne as well.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, the biggest K-pop and like the Aussie one out of that, I think how many? There's four of them in that, in Blackpink. So.
Blackpink's like the biggest, right? Like they're Spice Girls of K-pop?
Yeah, they are the biggest. They got a bit more Western appeal, and they had a Netflix, you know, documentary, which is just like a bullshit documentary that which they funded themselves. But you know how like that always boosts shit up, you know, for the normies.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get the squares in, then you're massive.
Yeah. So, but I think Blackpink, I haven't been keeping track of it, but I think they half of them didn't re-sign with the agencies. So it's all kind of that, you know, if you're not signed with the agency, you don't really exist because they're just more like employees rather than individual talents, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there you go. So Rose number one in Australia. Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. You were talking about K-pop. That's what jogged my memory.
Yeah. The hype and Adore controversy. Have you been on top of that? Like, tell me what that's about.
Did you say Hype and Adore?
It's Hype. H-Y-B-E. Hype.
Oh, Hype. Yeah. Hype and Adore.
Are you giggling this shit? Yeah.
Adore, obviously, is the one of the... I think it was the third album from the Smashing Pumpkins, which sort of signaled the end of their careers.
So what happened with that? Why is the K-pop company going against the Smashing Pumpkins?
Well, obviously Adore was a work of genius that the general public didn't appreciate. And the Koreans were like, hang on, we can rip this off and become famous.
We can reappropriate this in 2024.
It was such a shit album, though, to be honest. But anyway.
I never listened to it, obviously.
Explain to the audience what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm no fucking connoisseur of this.
But bullshit, like, man. You're the K-pop connoisseur.
Yeah, out of us two, but that's still low tier.
Why are you following every K-pop star on TikTok?
You know what was weird? Like, so I was in Sydney CBD, like Darling Harbour or whatever, where their convention centre is. And like there's this strip, like against two buildings, like a pathway, like quite wide. And like they've put these kind of mirrors against the walls, and it's literally like teenagers and maybe early 20s all doing K-pop dances in groups. And it's like literally, like this is Saturday night, you know what I mean?
Wait,
like
so these are groups, just amateurs, they're randoms. Not like professional.
Yeah, they're just like hanging fun. Out. Yeah, just hanging out, man.
Just doing dances.
Yeah, K-pop dances, you know
what
Dude, I mean?
this is fucking sick. This is fantastic. Boy. Were they like dressed up and shit or in casual clothes?
No, not really. Just kind of, you know, usual street kind of street.
See, this is the thing, man. Fucking boomers need to shut the fuck up about like all these kids. They don't know how to socialize anymore. These Zoomers and Gen Alpha. They're probably Gen Alpha, right?
Yeah. Well, I can't remember what the distinction is, but I'll
like
say
if
it's
you're
like
14 if you're like
21
or younger, you're
14
Gen
to
Alpha.
24.
Yeah, they're Gen Alpha. Okay, maybe I stand corrected. Maybe the boomers are right. Zoomers might be a lost generation. They're just a fucking write-off. Maybe
is it
Gen
Alpha already,
Alpha,
man?
Yeah, Alpha dude. Still... Alpha's hitting the 20s now.
Okay, then.
That's
cool, man.
Let me just double-check that.
No, fuck it. Who cares? Let's go with it. I like
How
the fantasy
old is the
of
oldest
it.
Gen Alpha?
Gen Z's a write-off. Anyway, but it's cool, you reckon? Like, I thought it was kind of cool.
Born
like,
2011 is the oldest.
Fucking born too late, man. You know what I mean? Born too early, I mean. That's what I meant.
Wait, so the oldest Gen Alpha is like 12? So, like 13 years old, so I fucked that up.
Yeah, all right.
So there's Zoomers. Not right off. Okay, so I'm glad I double checked that. Okay, see, the Boomers were wrong, man. The Zoomers are actually fine.
Yeah.
It's the exact same shit as, like, remember Mike TV and Willy Wonka? How he's like, oh, he's watching too much TV. His brain's rotting. All he do is watch TV. All the fucking Boomers are going on about how, like, these Zoomers, they don't know how to interact with anyone anymore because they're all in their little niches and whatever you're into, you only interact with all people. Time. Yeah, with exact, and, like, even dating. Oh, they're all on Tinder and everyone, all the women are dating the top 5% of men and all this bullshit. It's that's all what you,
you've been saying the fucking 25 episodes of this podcast.
Hey, that is true. That is true on Tinder, but my... Like, if you zoom out, Tinder's still a small percentage. Tinder's still only 20 to 30% of
relationships. Whatever, yeah. I'll give you the concession. Anyway.
That's fucking beautiful, dude.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, I guess.
What was your thoughts at the time when you were seeing it, though? Did you pull out your phone?
Yeah, I've got some footage, man.
That might be illegal, actually.
I'm the fucking creeper. I thought it was kind of cool, but it's also like, you know, it was really Asian culture as well. So it's kind of interesting just to see, you know, Asian youth, or just, you know, it could be Aussie Asians and shit, but you know what I mean?
Oh, like, wait, so there's no white people?
There were, but they were in the minority, you know. Well, there were some, but, you know, it's a bit different.
Sydney's a bit more integrated than Melbourne and the other cities.
Yeah, right? I wonder if there's got to be Melbourne spots for it somewhere, or maybe not. So I was kind of thinking,
I'll get on the Facebook forums.
Sydney is a lot more Asian, like that, like contemporary Asian than Melbourne is, for sure.
It has like stronger hubs.
Yeah, for sure. And I think more overall population, just a little bit. Like it's more, yeah, stronger hubs. I just say stronger. Anyway, should we cut back to what I was talking and give you an update about Hive and Adore or whatever, just for the algo?
Yeah.
It's nothing that interesting. I don't know how to even explain this to you now.
Will our Turkish and German listeners give a shit?
Fuck,
though?
Man. That's our core. More. All right. I'll just wrap it up in case anyone's hanging on it. Hype is like the biggest production company in K-pop, like in Korea. So the biggest. Right. There's big ones, but the biggest. And they kind of have these sub-companies. And Door is one of them. And they have say 60% stake in all their sub-companies. And the sub-companies can produce their own K-pop groups. But so basically, Adore produced New Jeans, which is kind of like the hottest.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, group in the last year. They got a couple of Aussies in there too, or whatever. And then like
they're actually massive, aren't they? New Jeans.
Yeah, they're pretty big. They're big. They're the biggest new wave, generation. There are, but they're all kind of young as well. And there's been anyway. So the CEO of Adore, who like made New Jeans. Like Hype company said, oh, this CEO is like trying to take over Adore and make it like hers and take ownership of it and all this stuff and try to kick her out, you know, for it. But then she had like a press conference where she was basically crying for an hour and a half and in real Korean like fashion, like a solo press conference, almost like in tears and like making a big drama out of it all. And like the jumper she was wearing like sold out, you know, in a day because, you know, everyone that watched it like bought it and stuff like that. So just
did you send me that?
Yeah, I think so. I sent you about the jumper being sold out. I tried to watch the press conference.
But it was like an oversized, just stripy plain jumper.
Yeah, it was nothing hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people follow these like CEOs because they're like, she's like the creative, like, you know, she has Instagram and there's been controversies about her like having posters of like Lolita kind of movies, like, you know, like Italian movies that, you know, had underage girls, you know, in like a love narratives and stuff like that. And like all the members are young and making like lyrics that are a bit too sexy and shit like this. Like, well, that's K-pop in general. Like,
well, wait, hang on. So is the Lolita thing, is that like manufactured shtick or is that her personal taste?
Well, I think she probably likes it. Yeah, I know. But it's like, if you do like Lolita style or whatever, like, is that moral? Like,
what does that mean? Do you mean literally the film Lolita or the book or whatever? Or are you talking about,
I don't know what the fuck I mean. But like, there's references to some like movie, Italian movie, that had like, you know, the character is supposed to be 15 and like retarded, and somehow like some older dude is trying to groom her or something, and like, and she had posters of that as like, you know, feeding that into the concepts, you know, how you dig up media and go, oh, like this style and this.
How old is like, she? She's
like 45 as well. And like, you know, people in New Jeans when they started, they're like 15 and 16.
She's actually 45.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking. Okay.
No. This is how K-pop operates, man. It's all old people, like, you know, using like 15-year-olds as like pawns and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Yeah, like, so JYP.
I don't know, man. Like, it's so dark. Like, people are just dying and shit.
I wouldn't say dying, but it is exploitative.
Aren't like some of them like getting into anorexic habits and dying or something?
Or yeah, there's some suicides. They're all anorexic. It's super. It's all super. It's just media. Super.
It's like model musicians.
It's like catwalk that. Models in the 90s and shit like that. It's like that.
Yeah, Kate Moss.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's the latest on.
Do you know what Kate Moss said, which was an inspiration for me to try to lose weight?
have like a fucking celery for lunch or some shit or what?
Oh, not like you're not too far off.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to make a heroin joke or something, like, who needs lunch when you can get, like, some A-grade smack or something. But no, she said, nothing tastes as good as being thin.
So you have this, like, a poster on your wall, Kate Moss. I want to make a poster of that and, like, print it for you.
It was big news in the 90s and she got, like, madly criticized about it. I thought it was a good thing because, like, I remember when I went through like a fucking eating disorder phase for like a couple of months, and everyone was like, "You look sick,"
like 2 years ago or whatever. Or when?
Yeah, like because I'm about 104 now, but like I was down to like 89 was the lowest, and everyone was like,
"Yeah, you
look
lean.
Like a cancer victim." But man, yeah, maybe your face looks like a cancer victim, but man. Like jeans look so fucking good when you're that.
I was a lean machine. My power to weight was off the hook.
Yeah. Well, I actually was. I was going to the gym and shit. But fucking hell, man! Like all clothes look awesome when you're skinny as fuck, even if it's not healthy.
What's the take-home message for the audience?
The eating disorders are okay if you feel sexy.
Yeah, like, oh, anyway, that's a joke.
This is an official endorsement from the Gorilla Dick podcast.
not from me. Yeah, I want to go with the joke though, but I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
let's
like
cross the line.
Dark.
I don't know. From our, because we've got a lot of 13-year-old girls listening to this, and
true. The Istanbul.
If Kate Moss would have studied.
Fans.
Yeah, if Kate Moss would have studied philosophy, you know, she would have been a true woman.
She's like mates with a lot of like famous rock stars and shit, so she must be kind of cool.
Yeah, probably. People like her. You want to talk about, you're talking about classics. You want to talk about 80s classic movies, I guess, being remade by a hyped British director.
Okay, do you know who Edgar Wright is?
No.
He did like Shaun of the Dead and like more recently Baby Driver. Well, he did the Cornetto trilogy, which is like Shaun of the Dead, The World's End, and fuck, what was that movie about cops? Oh, Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Baby Driver 2. He did that as well.
What was
it? I'm looking it up.
No, there was no Baby Driver 2.
Ant-Man? Alright, it's not that good.
He didn't do Ant-Man, no way.
This is according to fucking Google when I put his name in, it says movies, alright?
No way he did Ant-Man.
Yeah, it says director Peyton Reed, so I don't know what the fuck Google's doing.
Yeah.
Like, Google's fucking up. Like, the other day I said...
He usually writes and directs his own shit.
Yeah, I did in Google, like, we call it animals starting with R, like the other day. And it gives me a list like rat, raccoon, and it just had chicken in there. I'm like, all right, fucked, then.
I started to see hacks online. It's like, you know, Google's so shit now. This is what you do. You do Google and then you go search for a year before 2022 and then it comes up with more accurate results.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's when the fucking algorithm or something. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
That's a good film.
I haven't watched that. I'm not even
Last
sure.
Last Night
even
in
that.
Soho was his latest one.
Anyway, what's your point? Like, let's not just go through the fucking filmography of this dude. All right.
I'm trying to give him credibility because I rate him, right?
Yeah.
But what 80s Schwarzenegger film do you wish could be remade?
Fuck, you're going to give me a second on this?
Yeah.
Red October or whatever it is.
Hunt for Red October.
Is that what it was?
Sean,
I'm just trying to think of his shittiest movie.
That's Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want Arnie in, remade.
No. I'm saying what film that
Red
Arnie
Heat.
Was in the 80s.
Red Heat it was. It was Red Heat.
Okay. What? I've never even heard of that. It sounds like
a porno. That's what I was trying to find. I was trying to think of the shittest one. In the 80s, though. Well, obviously Predator.
Yeah, that's a good one. But that's already been redone a bunch.
Like, well, they got sequels.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm
not
just
in the jungle anymore.
I'm just going to have to tell you which one it is.
Twins.
The Running Man. No, Twins is 90s.
No, that's 88, man. I'm looking this shit up, if you can trust Google.
What? Twins is not 88? No fucking way.
All right, so what was it? Running Man.
Yeah, The Running Man. I've never even seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not that good from memory.
I've seen clips and it looks really cheesy. Yeah, Twins was 1988.
I think some people like it as like dystopian kind of, some people even say cyberpunk, that like it's basically a game show that, you know, I think Arnie's like an innocent victim, but he has to play on this game show that I think might, you know, people die in it.
Yeah, it's like sort of Escape from New York, sort of dystopian 80s vibe, like a cyberpunk.
Yeah, he defeats the game and the host is the evil dude and probably kills the host at the end. And it's like, all right, you know.
Or Fortress. Or spoiler alert, by the way.
But it's more camp than Fortress.
Lambert?
Yeah,
Christopher Lambert. Yeah, he was probably like C grade, but still.
Anyway, so anything about this director? So he's just remaking, what was it?
The Running. See, here's the thing. When Running I brought Man, this yeah. up, I thought you were going to get hyped because you seem to be a bit of an 80s action film buff, and I thought you were gonna be like, "Oh, The Running Man, the possibilities." It was such because I've never seen it.
Fucking hate remakes, man. You know when do you want anything remade?
I was hoping that your passion for the 80s one, you'd start saying, "Oh, the 80s one was this, this, and this," and then I was gonna get hyped off you.
No, they remade Total Recall. Remember that? You watched the remake?
No, I haven't. Like, why would? Yeah, but like I've got no need to. Total Recall is great.
Yeah, no, but I thought that was your whole pitch, like, oh, this great movie's going to be remade.
No, what I wanted you, because I've never seen The Running Man.
Okay.
So I get to watch it fresh, and I was hoping you'd be like, oh, The Running Man, classic movie. It's
a classic movie of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Artistic decisions, X, Y, Z, were fucking genius or some shit.
They used the Japanese cinema, I can't even say the word, cinematographer.
Yeah.
And they use all these Zeiss lenses. Right.
Oh yeah, the zoom.
The 1.2, like they use Kubrick's 50mm Zeiss f/1.2 lenses and modified it for the film. Like,
well, I was sort of hoping you'd talk about the narrative of it.
And Arnold also like picked out the lenses himself as well.
Holy shit, Arnie! Everyone knows he's a photographic genius.
I know the Zeiss family. They are good Nazi friends of mine.
Yeah, nice.
They have the secret stock in next to the billion.
And they stole the best lenses from the Juden. Yeah, keep going.
They got the juice to polish them just the right way. I don't know why Arnie's a Nazi, but let's go.
Yeah, Nazi Arnie. Make sure you put that in the title.
That I'd like to see. You know, somehow like it's a dark movie where it's like revised history where Arnie's like the Nazi that wins.
Well, when
saves
was he
Hitler.
Born? Was he born before the end of World War II?
For sure. He's probably born in like 1950, right?
Yeah, okay, so just after the war. But his dad...
Okay, 1947.
His dad was probably in the Nazi party.
1947,
His
dad
was a cop, I think, in Austria, which was part of the Third Reich. Anyway, we're fucking... drawing a fucking long... I'm not insinuating Arnie is a Nazi.
Now that Carl Sanderland slander is like off our case, let's move it up a notch.
Okay, we're making a prediction. In a few weeks, Arnie will come back. Yes, I was a Nazi, and I want all the Jews to be exterminated.
Oh, wait a second. Wait, early life, right? I'm just looking it up. He's the second son of Gustav Schwarzenegger. Gustav was a local chief of police, and after the whatever, I don't know, in World 1938, War II? Joined the Nazi Party, right?
Did
we
he?
Don't need any. Yeah, we don't need any slander issues. Well, all right. The
but the thing is, it's not surprising because everyone sort of had to join the Nazi Party at that time.
Yeah, if they're in power and popular enough, you know, like, you know, evidently a lot of people would be part of the Nazi Party.
Yeah, like a lot of people in today's life, they join the Nazis, you know.
Yeah, they joined the Liberal Party, like we invaded like Iraq and shit. It's the same kind of thing.
Sheesh.
You know what I mean?
The Liberal Party equating to the Nazi. If they join the Liberal Party, they may as well be
but
Nazis.
But like in history, right? Like if you said somehow Iraq becomes super rich and like modernized, right, in 50 years, right?
Oh,
like
and say Hollywood is in Baghdad.
Yeah, like all that
like
shit.
Like that becomes the center of like media and shit.
Yeah, they become a massive democracy or something. They make their own Wikipedia. It's number one and shit. It's saying stuff like that. Like, you know, Frankie's dad was part of the Liberal Party, which was like the invasion of Iraq, which killed a million people. You're like, oh, fucking
yeah,
Liberal
Iraqis
Party.
In like 2084, they'll be like, you know what? Would you have joined the Liberal Party of Australia? I don't know, man. I might have had to. It's like, how could you?
Neoliberals everywhere.
John Howard. And they'll be like, shh, you can't say that name out aloud. It's like becomes like the new Adolf Hitler.
They're wearing the John Howard like Aussie tracksuit that he always wore on his runs.
It's like one of the royal family for like whatever their Halloween equivalent wears like a John Howard costume to a party and it's like a big controversy. It's like, no, that's too far.
Prince Harry. So it's like this weird circular because, you know, like he drew...
Yeah,
like,
he did the Nazi uniform too.
Yeah, so it's like some kind of weird circle of life thing.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got on the docket here?
Oh, I think we've fuck almost
we've almost wrapped it up. Shall we just wrap
can
it
we,
up?
Can I we do the Lisa's favor and just wrap it up?
Yeah. yeah. I think that's about it. All right.
Hey, we ended on a high, man. We ended on a high.
Don't vote Liberal.
Alfida saying, everyone.
Don't vote Liberal. You're going down in the history books or something.
No, I just want to say we love our German listeners. All right, so.